This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can join us and bring up what is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And Heather is still down in the District of Criminals. Hopefully she'll call in with an update on the Adam Kokesh situation.
And she went there voluntarily.
Yes. I've done that a couple of times, but I've never stayed very long.
Nah, for me, I used to live in PA and Maryland, and it was kind of a day trip sort of thing, and yeah, you see the sights, and then you get the heck out of there.
Yeah, but you know, there's only so much to really see, and there's really only so many times you can see it. Now, I will say that I would love to go to the Smithsonian Museums, because I've never been there.
Wow. Yeah, there's so many of them. I mean,
right. It
really is impressive. It's a fun city to go to if you're into history. There's few places, you know, in our country that you can experience so much all at once. And
right.
Your tax dollars paid for most of it, so hey, why not?
Boston is another very historical city.
True.
Savannah, Georgia, also fairly historical stuff there, although, you know, not to the same extent.
But Savannah has great bars.
And seafood.
Yeah, seafood's good there, too.
And
seafood bars.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Shrimp cocktails. You know, I used to actually think, and we will get into the show prep here, but I used to actually think that shrimp cocktail was some kind of mixed drink.
It can be.
Yeah, you because throw a I knew that there. They call it, you know, different mixed drinks. Cocktails.
Right.
Shrimp cocktail, I thought, was a mixed drink that had shrimp in
right.
it.
Right. Ounce and a half of vodka, two jumbo shrimp, a little bit of cocktail sauce, and
put it in a blender.
Yeah, shrimp shooter.
Yeah. Speaking of shooters, well, I don't think you really shoot a bomb, but the United States military today used the largest non-nuclear bomb ever in Afghanistan. It's called by some the mother of all bombs, but the official name is GBU-43, also called the Massive Ordnance Air Blast, MOAB, which I think is where the mother of all bombs came from, because same acronym.
You know that whoever came up with the name was thinking mother of all bombs, too. They wanted
right.
to come up with that one. It's sort of like...
So they're like,
the
all
BFG.
Right, what can we do? Let's backronym this to come up with an official name, and then we'll just unofficially call it the mother of all bombs.
Right.
And that massive ordnance air blast bomb, 21,000 pounds, was used in a non-test environment in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. Story here comes from antiwar.com. Officials say they are still assessing what the attack actually did. The MOAB, which officials are calling the mother of all bombs, is the largest conventional, i.e. non-nuclear, bomb in the U.S. arsenal, dropped in the Aachen district. It was said to have been dropped on a system of caves and tunnels used by the Islamic State forces in Afghanistan.
Yeah, so if
how'd they get all the way over there?
So if that's what the target actually was, I mean, that is kind of what this ordnance is designed to destroy. It's designed to destroy flat, shallow targets. It's not a what they call the bunker buster. It's not
okay.
something that North Korea would worry about. You know, if you've got your nuclear missiles buried, you know, under tons of concrete, you know, hundreds of feet down, this isn't the right bomb for that job. But if it's a, you know, shallow complex of, you know, hand dug tunnels, then Yeah, it's not a bad choice.
And that's believed to have been the target. The article continues. Whether that's going to be effective or not remains to be seen, as the MOAB is not designed to penetrate underground positions. It is yet unclear why they decided to use MOAB in this case instead of something more commonly used. The White House largely refused to comment on the attack, with Sean Spicer confirming the attack and saying it was meant to deny the Islamic State operating space. They referred all questions on the matter to the Defense Department. The attack just comes just days after a U.S. Green Beret was killed in the area in Afghanistan and may be seen by the U.S. as trying to launch a high-profile retaliation. The proximity of villages to the huge explosion, however, raises concerns that civilians could be in danger from such a recklessly large blast, though CNN insists the area was remote and probably didn't have any people there anyway. Fox News, by contrast, reported on nearby villages in the targeted area. And
so, yeah.
What are your thoughts on, you know, because again, it doesn't really seem to have given any rationale that the Pentagon's not saying why, or the White House isn't saying why they decided to use this mother of all bombs.
I think it's just brinksmanship. It's mine's bigger than yours. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Look at the size of what we can drop anywhere in the world. And I think that's part of Trump's strategy, that he wants to show that the U.S. is unafraid of anyone, and we will go in anywhere, and we will do what we want. And
do you think he's using such a large bomb to compensate for his tiny hands?
See, now, I knew somebody would go there. And we're not. I'm not going to go there. Yeah, I think it's like America compensating for America's tiny hands. You know, folks on the right and a lot of people have seen the Obama years as feckless foreign policy. We never backed anything up. We grumbled about things and we did sanctions, but we never took action. And
Hold on. That confuses me.
They only dropped 27,000 bombs.
Yeah, there was
Syria.
Only a drone strike every like 20 minutes or something during the Obama presidency.
Not nearly enough for
seven different nations being targeted by drones and other missiles.
Not enough, Daryl.
Yeah, that's just not doing anything.
Yeah.
It's no wonder that the anti-war movement just went away because, well, there was no military action at all during the tenure of President Peace Prize, who fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined.
As they say, as seen on signs nearby.
Yeah. So, thoughts on this? We would love to hear them. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Chris, you've actually got, even though they've been in the news all week, apparently when it rains, it pours for United Airlines. There's something strange that happened. What was it today that this thing happened?
I got to pull the story up, Daryl. I didn't know we were going right to that one, but I will.
I'm just trying to tease it right now.
Yeah, it just seems like United Airlines can't get a break. If it's not people getting beaten up and drug off their planes, or it's
poorly timed updates to their cell phone application with a drag and drop feature.
That was a good one.
The
and then,
day after they drug a guy off of a plane.
Yeah, and they... Didn't they ban a couple girls or kick them off because they're wearing yoga pants or something like that?
So
leggings?
They we covered this briefly last night, but we'll rehash it because there seems to be a lot of misinformation on that. There were a couple of girls who were non-revenue passengers.
Right. They were family
and they
or
were
something.
Not complying with the dress code for non-revenue passengers.
I get it. I'm just saying in the wealth of bad publicity the United Airlines right. seems to find themselves under, there just doesn't seem to be a lot of good coming out of it.
Right, and the whole point of them being non-revenue passengers seem to have sort of been brushed over by 99% of the media. It was as if, you know, they just didn't care. But we do, because we like truth.
And I like yoga pants.
So do I. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FURRY.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
If you have under-eye bags and want to see them visibly disappear in minutes, go to Plexiderm.com and watch real videos of men and women who applied Plexiderm and saw their under-eye bags and wrinkles disappear in minutes. We know that under-eye bags are created by several factors as we age, but now we have Plexiderm, a simple, clinically proven cream that works to eliminate these bags from view in under 10 minutes. The instant results are from naturally-based silicates from Shell Rock. Once applied, your skin tightens and firms, rapidly reducing under-eye bags and wrinkles from view in minutes. The science is incredible, but the results are even better. So if under-eye bags make you look tired and older, your solution is Plexiderm. Plexiderm comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, so you'll get the results that you see on Plexiderm.com or send it back for a full refund. Try it risk-free by calling 1-800-361-2209. That's 1-800-361-2209.
Lifetime Grade 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And And we're going to talk about United. I know it's been a topic all week, but the stories just keep rolling out or being drug out, as the pun may go. We'll get into that momentarily. But before we do, I've got a question for you. How would you, yes, you, how would you like to try the best pillow you've ever used? And how would you like to use it risk-free for 60 days? I'm talking about My Pillow. I've been using this thing for about a year. Chris, you've had one for a couple of years.
Yep.
And now Jazzy the Studio Dog has one.
Oh, you're
because
kidding.
They make My Pillows for pets.
Of course they do. Those guys are great.
And these things are designed to fit to the shape of your body or, you know, the size of your animal. And they hold your neck in the proper position. Again, I've been using it for close to a year, and it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow, you can actually throw your MyPillow into the washing machine, throw it into the dryer, and it is still usable. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get your very own human MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. You want a MyPillow for your pet? You save 30%. Again, MyPillow.com, code FTL. And remember, if you don't like it, or your pet doesn't like it, in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. Chris, what is going on with United, and will the good news ever wind up happening at some point for them?
I think we should just have a certain segment of each show set aside as what happened to United Airlines today. And we'll just cover it. You can just, you know, count on, you know, 22 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, we'll give you your United update. Today, passenger on United flight suffers surprise attack from a creature that fell from an overhead bin.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
United Airlines just can't seem to get a break lately. From a viral controversy over leggings to videos of passengers being dragged off the plane to contradictory letters from the CEO to his staff to allegations of public corruption, the apparently hapless company is living a year-long public relations nightmare. But this latest story is not a public relations nightmare as much as it is a story straight out of an actual nightmare. According to Global News Canada, Richard and Linda Bell were returning from a nice vacation in Mexico and were flying home from Houston to Calgary on United Airlines Flight 1418. Richard was minding his own business when a small eight-legged creature fell from the overhead bin and landed in his hair.
As soon as you mentioned, you know, it's the thing out of nightmares, I was thinking, oh, I hope it's a spider.
But we'll find out. Quote, I looked down and thought...
Well, you already said eight-legged creature. There's not... Unless it was an octopus.
We're getting there, Daryl. We're getting there. Quote, I looked down and I thought, it kind of looks like a little lobster, says Linda. The, quote, lobster, unquote, was a honey-colored 1.5-inch-long scorpion.
What?
Richard reportedly dropped it onto his plate in front of him and picked it back up. That's when the creature stung him, reminding him of a wasp sting. The scorpion didn't get away from the attack as it was reportedly stomped on by another passenger, and its remains were thrown in the toilet. Blue water takes care of scorpions every time. According to Richard, he was disappointed the scorpion was flushed away because he wanted to show it off, saying... It was the worst thing to do because when we landed, people wanted to see it. The moment they landed in Calgary, emergency personnel boarded the flight and gave Richard a thorough examination. Quote, the pilot announced it, unquote, passenger John Rogers said. Because the passenger was bitten, emergency services, the fire department, and police boarded the plane. Richard reportedly refused treatment, and medical personnel could find no acute conditions as a result of the sting. United told Global News that they are looking into the incident. So they probably have just this whole department now at United Airlines where okay, what happened today? Go ahead and give it to the cleanup folks to deal with this debacle. This one wasn't really that big of a deal. You know what I mean? It's just the last thing I think anybody would expect is you're sitting there, you know, enjoying your glass of Coca-Cola and your little peanut bag or whatever you happen to get on airlines these days. Well, have a scorpion fall on you.
I think now they give you those Biscoff cookies.
I love Biscoff.
That for some reason I keep wanting to call Bischoff cookies. Or you can buy an upgraded thing. Well, not necessarily a meal. It's
here's a snack pack. Yeah.
That none of the snack packs that we offer actually has everything. Like, you don't want everything in there, but
you can't buy it a la carte.
Choose the one that you want the most items off of.
Yeah, I hear you. I've had those too many times. So
like, here's a cheese and meat tray that also has a side of asparagus. Well,
you were doing so well
with that.
You were doing so well. Yeah, if you're and that's your choice. If you're not in first class, then you're going to get the box meal. That's pretty much it.
Now, I will say that flying business class from Atlanta to Honolulu on Delta about 10 years ago was an amazing experience. Right. I don't know what it is now, but they asked me, do you want steak or chicken? And I was like, surprise me? And
I'm like, I saw airplane. I'm not falling for it. That was steak or fish.
And then after the meal, would you like an ice cream sundae? And I was like, sure.
What the heck at this point? Yeah, I've flown first class a couple times. It's nice. It's a wonderful way to fly.
Business class is even better than first class. The seat? No, so it's an actual
Depends on the aircraft. And depends on the airline.
True. At least with Delta, you know, the business class, those seats are a little bigger than what a first class seat would be. And if there is a business class, then there isn't a first class. You know, so that is
first class.
It is the first class. It's just got a different name so that they can charge you more money for it.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It's like how a lot of restaurants, they don't have small, medium, and large drinks anymore. It's regular, large, and super, or whatever.
Exactly. Bucket of.
Yeah, so it's like, well, give me the... We don't sell a small... Well, do you have... There's a smallest. Give me that one. Oh, so you want the regular.
Just work with me here. Yeah, and it's interesting. I've flown a lot. I flew for business for years and years and years, and I just witnessed the economy class getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and it's something to say when you can travel more comfortably by, you know, bus. You can get a bigger seat than you can on aircraft anymore.
Just be glad that they don't have subway-style loading on the airplanes yet where you stand there and you hold the little handrail.
It's coming.
Possibly. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Scorpions and bombs and airplanes and the movie Airplane. We've basically been talking about all of it.
Trying to cover it
tonight. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome on that, or well, pretty much anything that is on your mind. Also coming up later, possibly discussion about Canada finally. It's been talked about for a while, but they have finally actually announced plans to wind up legalizing cannabis in Canada. We'll possibly get into that. And apparently there's something going on with Kim.com.
Mm-hmm.
Chris has that story. Let's go to the phones. We've got Patrick calling in from Arizona listening to K-Talks. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I got one for you. We actually, because in law enforcement, we get calls and dispatchers really don't know what is going on. So this lady calls up all freaking out. They couldn't figure out what was wrong. All they could figure out was something in her kitchen. Well, we went over there and we hurried up and got over there because we didn't know what to expect. And all of a sudden, my partner and I, you ever see somebody is over your shoulder like your wife when they're scared of something that'll get on you?
Yeah.
Well, she's behind my partner and I, and we go in there, and sure enough, she goes, it's over by the fridge. It's a big, one of those brownish, translucent scorpions.
Oh, jeez.
And she's freaking out on us. My partner's like, you know, we're going to go over there and just step on it. Well, then the lady starts freaking out again and telling us, don't kill it, don't kill it. And I'm like, okay.
Then why'd she call the cops?
Right. Just let it wander around your house if you like it so much.
Pretty much. But anyway, so she got this, she got one of those little Tupperware things out, opened up, went over back on the other side of the kitchen, got a Tupperware out, and gives it to us. Well, people don't realize that scorpions are slightly aggressive,
slightly.
And they come after you. So here's my partner who's, I'm a big guy, but my partner was huge. He was a bodybuilder. And he goes over to his scorpion, comes at him. I've never seen this guy scream so much in my life.
And, please tell me your department has issued you body cams.
I wish we did at that time. This
I know. It would have been perfect.
But what's funny is we get this thing in the Tupperware, and she didn't want us to, so she poked holes in the lid so that the thing could live, put it in the back seat. Well, that thing drove around with us for the whole shift.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow. So what did you finally do? Did you wind up just having a pet scorpion?
Catch and release?
Pretty much catch and release, because after it put up with my partner freaking out, her freaking out, it was still alive in the Tupperware. Those things are tough.
Yeah.
So I went over there and released it in the desert, but it was funny writing up that report because, you know, rattlesnakes are one thing. I mean, we get some weird critters out here in the desert.
Yeah.
A scorpion. My lieutenant took both of us in the room and said, well, everything. Why didn't you step on it? Because the lady was freaking out. I mean, we spent over 25 minutes getting debriefed on a scorpion.
Jesus. Perfect. I love it.
Patrick, good call.
Thank you
for the call. Yeah, that is that's one of those police reports that I would actually like to read.
Right.
Just because you know it's going to be funny.
Yeah. And that stuff happens all the time. I mean, they come across some of the craziest stuff, you know.
Yep. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Andy calling in from Kansas. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I'm talking from Wichita, Kansas, and a longtime listener.
Yep, go ahead with your thoughts. You're on the air.
All right, my thoughts are that these police videos that are coming out, like the United video, it's showing police misbehaving, right?
Sometimes.
Or security officers misbehaving. But I believe that when you know, there's the thin blue line.
Yeah.
And when an officer sees those particular videos, like that one on United, that is what's teaching these men how to behave. When they see that video, that's one of their brethren, is what they consider it. And I think it just keeps getting worse and worse.
So it's sort of self-perpetuating, you know, they see officers.
Get away with that. Well,
I don't know if it's that or if it's so. If
yeah,
it's
let's
sort
pile
of
on.
He was just
let's
doing his
on.
Job.
I think it's part
well,
of that.
Of course,
plus,
you're just doing your job.
I think there's also the he was able to get away with that. What can I get away with?
You think?
To some extent,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
To some extent, I say to
are
some extent.
Piling on.
I say to some extent because quietly the officers involved in that incident on that United plane a couple days ago, they did wind up getting put on leave pending investigation.
Oh,
now,
sure.
That didn't wind up getting, you know, anywhere near
oh,
as
sure.
much attention.
Right.
Now, it's not unpaid leave, so basically you're on vacation until we wind up determining that you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Andy, thank you for the call. Now, one thing, and I forget who pointed this out, was one of my friends on Facebook. The one thing that's interesting about that United situation, not necessarily how bad the police or the security acted, because we know that they can act badly.
Sure.
The fact that nobody on the airplane stood up and said, I'll give up my seat, stop hurting that man.
Right, right. Yeah, there's your there's your state of the average American today. It's I will be obsequious. I will bow to your rule. I will not be anybody who causes trouble. Don't right. beat me up.
And then the people that came out and said, oh, well, this guy has a criminal record, as if somehow that justifies being beaten and dragged off of an airplane, and then turns out it wasn't even the same guy. It was somebody with a similar name.
But that's the first thing that ever comes out. So let's say, there was recently video of, pick one. Pick your most recent beating by police or the guy who got stomped for jaywalking.
Yeah, or the
guy. I don't know if it came out there, but usually.
Philando Castile, where it came out, several years ago, he had a conviction of something.
Right, or he was.
As if that justifies killing the guy during a traffic stop.
Right, or Kelly Wright. Kelly Wright, the homeless guy in California who got beaten to death, literally beaten to death. And, they said, the first thing he was somebody well known to us. He'd been in trouble. He's also schizophrenic.
Kelly Thomas.
Thank you very much.
And,
yep.
I think it was 50 some odd times he said, help me, help me.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sorry. Asked for his father.
Yep.
Dad.
Who was a police officer.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And they kept tasing him in the face?
Yep.
Yeah.
And ended up dying, I think, of suffocation because of the crushing blows to his windpipe. And,
yep.
And it's... But, again, that's one part of it. The other part of it is the knee-jerk reaction to say, they were a bad person, therefore...
Right.
They kind of got what they had coming to them. It's
right.
Like, no, that's... There's nothing about got what you had coming to you in the Constitution. These things are supposed to be protections for the people against the government from becoming the way the government has become.
How many people do not have any kind of record at all?
That number's got to be dropping every year.
Yes, because we know that, one out of every four Americans have been in jail?
Right.
At some point?
Sure.
So...
Look at three of your friends.
Well... You probably have traffic tickets. You've probably been cited for jaywalking. You probably have something on your record.
Right.
Does that justify a cop killing you when he pulls you over? 855 450 free.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we are big fans of cryptocurrency here. We actually both run businesses that accept Bitcoin.
Absolutely.
Free Talk Live accepts Bitcoin. We've got the Bitcoin tip jar on freetalklive.com. And there's a website, bitcoin.com, where you can go to find out a lot of information about Bitcoin. You can also get news from bitcoin.com. And they recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have increased more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become unspendable. Learn more about this and everything else related to Bitcoin at news.bitcoin.com. And speaking of news, there's some news out of our neighbor to the north, Canada, where the Canadian government has, again, you know, this is something we've been talking about for a while, where they've been talking about putting forth some kind of legalization of recreational cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, they've actually introduced the legislation that would, again, permit the recreational use of cannabis nationwide by July 2018, which fulfills an election promise by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I'm sure the story will get into it, but I am just sort of curious about whether, because bills like that get introduced in the U.S. all the time. You know, let's legalize this, let's legalize that, and then the bill may have zero chance of actually getting passed. So,
well,
I'm anxious to hear this.
I'm fairly certain this is going to get passed because it was being talked about 5 months ago as if legalization was going to be happening this spring.
Right.
not that they would be passing legislation this spring, but right. as if, you know, like it was a done deal. They just had to dot the I's, cross the T's, and dot the lowercase J's.
Interesting. So let's get into this one.
The bill, inspired in part by the experience of the cannabis regimes in Colorado and Washington State, goes well beyond the U.S. situation, where cannabis remains prohibited at the federal level. In Canada, the federal government, and yes, Canada has a federal government, the Canadian federal government will change criminal law nationwide and license growers and set product standards while leaving it up to the provinces on how to handle distribution and manage the retail aspect.
Hmm.
Canada will become the first large industrialized nation with a broad system that allows for the recreational use as well as the medical use of cannabis. And the story here comes from the Washington Post. At present, only Uruguay has a national legal regime permitting widespread use of cannabis. What about Portugal, you might be asking if you've listened to Free Talk Live for a while. Well, Portugal has just depenalized, which I would say is much better than tax and regulate. What exactly does depenalize mean? You might also be asking, because that's not a phrase that people ever hear. Most people say that they've decriminalized. Well, that still leaves room for civil penalties.
Right.
But in Portugal, they've removed all penalties, both civil and criminal, for what they deem to be personal amounts of every substance. Yes, even that one. Whichever one it is you're thinking of, even that one. We'll get back into the article, but to the phones, we've actually got someone, I believe, calling in from Canada. We've got Dean calling in from, it says Ontario. Is this Ontario, Canada, or Ontario, California?
Or Ontario, Oregon.
Ontario.
Speak up, Dean.
Really faint.
Yes, I'm in Ottawa, Ontario.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you are in Canada, so you probably know a little bit more about this than we do, and probably more than the Washington Post. Go ahead with your thoughts.
There are so many problems with this. I don't know where to begin. What legalization means, according to Justin Trudeau's scheme, is that the government is going to be getting into the marijuana business. And basically, they're just going to be licensing a few producers at the federal level. The federal level will be licensing who can produce marijuana, who can grow it beyond the, I think, four or five plants that they want to allow individuals to be able to grow. And then from there, each province will be able to regulate the sale and taxation process. So there's still going to be lots of penalties for operating without a license, for growing more plants than you're allowed in one house. And another big thing is they're going to introduce really stiff penalties for selling to people under the age of 18, which is a big thing that this whole bill was supposed to be all about for Justin Trudeau, was to protect our children. But what this is going to do is going to ensure that children, people under the age of 18 who are large consumers of cannabis, are only going to be able to buy on the black market. They're only going to be able to deal with
right.
People who are willing to undergo the risk of having these very stiff penalties imposed. So instead of being able to buy from, you know, their brother or their sister or, you know, the family friend, they're going to have to go and buy from criminals, because there's going to be really stiff penalties from anywhere from 6 months to 14 years in jail for selling to a minor.
Wow.
Okay, so let me ask this question, and the only reason I'm even thinking of this is a couple of the states near New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, they allow the gifting of a certain amount of cannabis. Would the Canadian legislation allow you to give someone a gift of, here's, you know, a six-pack of brownies that have THC in them?
Yeah, I don't know about the specifics right. surrounding that, but I think I would be guessing not. Because the premise around this legislation was, Justin Trudeau kept saying this. He says, I'm not not doing this to please any recreational users. I'm doing it to protect their children. Yes. So is all this around, selling to children? There's another thing that they're coupling this bill with, an impaired driving, stricter impaired driving.
Of course.
I think you guys are going to find this interesting. So now, in addition to a breathalyzer, they want to have it so that a police officer at the roadside can get a cheek swab of you to test for marijuana if they have reasonable suspicion that you've been smoking marijuana. That's a huge problem.
And reasonable suspicion is so broad.
I smell something that doesn't smell like the air normally smells around me.
Your eyes are too dilated. Your eyes aren't dilated enough.
Right. So if I can ask, this sounds like, is it multiple levels of regulation? Is there a federal level of regulation and a province level?
Yes. So the marijuana issue was a federal jurisdiction because it fell under the Controlled Substances Act. It was a scheduled drug, basically.
Right. So instead of just taking it off of there, they've done something else with it.
Yeah. So what they've done is I guess they're going to restrict the production at the federal level. But then they're saying to the provinces, just as they did with alcohol, the provinces have the right to, regulate the sale and taxation of dangerous substances or something like to that effect.
Yeah, the article says that the distribution and retail sale would be left up to the provinces. I presume that means that the territories would wind up still being under a federal standard of some sort.
No, I think they're treated as provinces as well. Right.
Okay.
Generally. it's a bit of a different story up there, but as it stands right now, for example, with alcohol, each province has a different scheme by which alcohol is sold. So here in Ontario, you can only buy liquor at government stores, and it's heavily taxed and staffed by unionized workers who are threatening to strike all the time. Whereas in Alberta, you can go and buy liquor at a private liquor store. There, you have way more options. The hours are better. The prices are lower.
And that sounds kind of like how things are here in the U.S., to where some states, the liquor stores are run by the state. Other places, they're not. Some states, all alcohol has to be purchased through the state, but sold at private places. Dean, thank you for the call, and definitely keep us posted on this.
Absolutely.
As it works its way through the legislature, because who knows, it might wind up getting amended to be something absolutely worse than what it is. This is Free Talk Live.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.